You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. Our story yesterday reviewed rules on who can return an absentee or mail ballot. Today, we're talking about ballot drop boxes, a convenient tool to help citizens vote, but used as a scapegoat for debunked allegations of voter fraud. Election deniers in a discredited film called 2000 Mules allege that drop boxes were used to manipulate the 2020 election. A follow-up by the Associated Press found next to no fraudulent use of drop boxes, but that didn't stop multiple states from eliminating them or severely limiting their use. The U.S. Vote Foundation reports that if you live in California, Connecticut, Hawaii, Illinois, Kentucky, Maryland, Maine, Nevada, Virginia, or Vermont, drop boxes are in use. Some states have moved them inside and added 24-hour surveillance. Other states, including Florida, Georgia, Iowa, Texas, Indiana, and Wisconsin, have severely changed their policies. In 2020, Texas limited drop boxes to one per county, ridiculous when you consider that Brewster County, Texas, is larger than the state of Connecticut. Georgia limited the number of drop boxes to one per 100,000 population, and the Wisconsin Supreme Court banned drop boxes altogether. Mail-in voting states have expanded their drop boxes, including California, Colorado, Hawaii, Oregon, Utah, and Washington. Check the rules and locations for use of drop boxes by contacting your local election officials. For the American Democracy Minute, I'm Brian Beal.